to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and of course you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/content/metal-meltdown. Okay, we just listened to Augurium. They are from Regina and Saskatchewan, Canada. And we listened to the song Ancient Grimoire, or Grimoire, which is brand new single from this year. And now I'm gonna try and call CJ. There you go. I think it's working fine. CJ, how are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you for being with us here at the Metal Meltdown tonight. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. So it's pretty late over there, eh? What time is it?
Yeah, just a little bit. That's all right, though.
But is what is it, like 11 midnight?
10 o'clock.
Oh, 10 o'clock. Oh, you're good. I thought, I don't know why. I get confused with the East. I don't know why. Anyway.
That's all right, man.
I don't know where it starts or it finishes. Anyway, yeah, thank you for... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just chuckling. Go ahead.
Thanks. thank you for being with us tonight. And yeah, so I guess for people that are not too familiar with, you know, Augurium. Yeah, and I guess, so yeah, so if you can tell us a little bit about the band, how long have you guys been together? You know, how many EPs or whatever you have. And yeah, and also if I'm pronouncing the name correctly, because same thing, I'm using my perfect Latin Spanglish to pronounce your band's name. But I don't know if that's properly or not.
Well, it sounds pretty spot on to me. I mean, I guess it depends on your own take of it. Some people call it Augurium. I mean, some people think it's Aquarium because of the logo. I promise you, it's not a... There's no fishes here. It's strictly death metal. So I just say Augurium. So essentially, we're a death metal band based out of Regina, Saskatchewan. We've technically been around for about 8 years, but we did disband for a couple years. And I think we're on our third release now. Unearthly Will would be the second full-length album we are releasing.
That's good. Have the members stayed more or less the same, or have there been a few changes?
Well, yeah, throughout the years, there's been a couple of changes, unfortunately. So this lineup is technically brand new.
It's okay. It happens even on the best bands, so it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Yes. Okay, that's good. So, sorry, you mentioned, so, I mean, I saw that you have, like, a couple of singles out, like, and I guess, I'm sorry if I missed if there's, like, another EP or album coming up, or what's the plan with the, I guess, with the pre-release of the singles?
So, essentially, it's just to pump out and promote the upcoming album that actually comes out on Friday.
There you go. Perfect. And so I guess these three songs, well, not yet, these two songs we have played. the third one will be played after we chat, but so these three songs we'll be playing after our chat, those are the ones that will be part of this new album.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. And so in the band, like, is there somebody in charge of lyrics versus riffs versus putting everything together? How is that I guess, divided or set in Augurium?
So, honestly, everyone does a little bit of something, and some people do a little bit more than others. So, lyrically, and I guess the general concept of the album and the songwriting, that all falls on my vocalist. None of us contributed to that aspect. And then when it comes to the actual music, it goes between, honestly, all of us. Like, there's a song on the album that all of us contributed a riff to. And then our bass player is actually our studio engineer. He recorded everything. He mixed and mastered. So we kind of have everything in-house, which is really nice.
No, that's pretty good, yeah. It sounds good. Like, I've been listening to the two songs, and some of that. I mean, your first one, what was the first song? Inquisition of the Possessed. That's fast. That's
that's our out of the whole set list or the whole album, that's our most complex and technical one. So it gives your fingers a run for the money for sure.
Oh, I hope you get to warm up before playing that one, because it's pretty out there.
it's actually the first song in the set list, so we'll be at the end of the week we'll be playing it live for the first time. So let's hope we don't mess it up.
Well, that's good. No, of course you won't. I mean, you have been practicing and all that, so it should be.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for the last
4 months,
we've all been grinding relentlessly.
Super fine. Okay, so that's good. The other question I have is, like, for this, I don't know if for the previous album or for this new one, was there or is there, like, a theme in the, set of songs or in the album itself? Or is it just kind of a collection of, different separate stories, whatever?
I mean, like, Every one of the releases had a general theme to it. I feel like this one is definitely more refined and kind of catered to one general topic. But every song has its own general meaning and story to it. But the album as a whole is honestly about discovering your inner self and essentially just getting past any turmoil in life and just kind of setting... and again, it's perception-based, so this is just my opinion. Essentially setting a goal for yourself and believing in it. So whether it's a certain career you want to accomplish, you want to get over some certain mental trauma, or you want to, get a pet duck or something. It's a little silly, but there's so many aspects you can use for it.
Okay. No, hopefully that good.
Kind of explains it enough. My vocalist is kind of the concept guy, so he answers these the best.
No. It's all good. I think it's no, I hear you. I mean, sometimes bands do that, like, in a very, very, like, elaborate matter, right? It's pretty much like, I mean, kind of like, Coheed and Cambria, that they kind of literally have a comic book or a novel divided into 12 chapters, that each song, and anyway, so you can go from that end to something a little more relaxed or to something that is nothing at all, so it's all good.
Exactly.
I just ask it because I have curiosity about each album and each band, and then sometimes bands want to also, send or say a specific message or a specific theme, even if the, songs are not necessarily grouped in that sense. So that's good. Yes, cool. And so you started, or you're about to start to tour, to play live. So that's awesome.
We start on, I believe our first date as of right now is this Friday in Vancouver.
Oh, there you go. This Friday. Okay. That's pretty good. Yes. We'll pay attention.
That's the hope anyways.
Yes. Oh yeah. I hear you. I mean, Vancouver should be fine. I think like planes or what have you. I don't know how you're coming here, but are still okay to navigate over here. Yeah. So that we are, yeah, I was talking about like the beginning of the show. So we are very lucky that way.
Yeah.
So I think it should be fine. If you had some interior or some other shows, those might, I don't know.
Yeah, we're not 100% for our Kelowna and Kamloops state. We're kind of working around stuff, but due to the wildfires, there is a bit of disorganization, and we're currently working out the kinks.
Yes. No, I hear you. I mean, there's another, hopefully, you know, they can get you some other venues around Vancouver. There's a couple, like, you know, yeah, half an hour away, 45 minutes away, so, or maybe the island, I don't know. So anyway, hopefully there's options for you.
Yeah, to get. We're kind of taking it day by day at this point.
No, sounds good. And do you remember, like, where in Vancouver and what time?
So we're playing the Astoria. I believe it's off Hastings. I've never personally played there before, but I've heard good things about the venue.
Yeah, it's a nice little venue. You know, some people may argue that the area, it's a little good or bad, depending what day or what time it is. But it's okay. I mean, it's fine. I've been there many times, and you know, at the end of the day, it's okay outside. Inside is a little venue, and you know, it's. I mean, it holds. It will kind of hold quite a few people, like I would say a couple of hundred or so, maybe more.
Okay.
I don't know the exact capacity because, I mean, you can be standing up, right? So,
yeah.
But it's, you know, cozy and small, and everybody can see and hear perfectly from pretty much wherever you are. So that's, yeah, it's a good venue. Good vibe. So that's good. Excuse me. All right.
No worries.
And then, so I guess besides Kelowna and Kamloops, anything else that might happen, or were you, or are you going back, like you're going to Alberta, or are you going somewhere else?
Yeah. So essentially we're starting the trek off in BC, and then we are playing 2 to 4 dates in Alberta, and then we're ending the tour in our hometown with Saskatoon and Regina.
Yeah, sounds good. The way it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
So that you can finally relax and drink and party, like, properly. Well, not that you do it on the other provinces, but...
Exactly. I've got to pace myself throughout the tour, but I do intend to indulge in many adult beverages and become a little silly after that show, for sure.
Yes. No, well, you know, that's why you tour and travel. You have to meet, you know, the local, you know, audience and... you know, what have your customs, etc.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I guess before we go, like, are you guys on social media? Like, where do you have a web page? Like, where can people find your music, your information, news?
So our general hub of information is Facebook. So you can find it at facebook.com/auguriumfk. And then we do have an Instagram page where we post semi-regularly, where you can kind of see, like, actual behind-the-scenes stuff and visible posts. And then when it comes to music itself, we have a Bandcamp where all the singles are currently located for purchase, and the album's actually up for pre-order until Friday. And then, obviously, we're on all major streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, all that jazz. And then, actually, after the tour, we've actually had a lot of people asking. Currently, when it comes to merchandise and stuff like that, all we currently have is what's going on the road with us. But after the tour, we're going to be setting up a web store where people can actually order our merchandise and stuff.
Well, that's pretty good, yes. If people are asking, then that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
Well, let me rephrase. If people are asking for merchandise and to pay for it as well, then that's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes
it's some form of a demand, so I can't ask for anything more.
No, that's good. That's great. Well, I want to thank you really much, very much, CJ, for being with us tonight. And
of course.
Yeah, I'll see what's happening on Friday, and maybe I can at least by say hello. So I'll try to organize things.
Come say hi. It'd be a pleasure to meet you.
Of course, yeah, likewise. And yeah, thank you very much again. And yeah, whenever you have another, you know, tour or album, whatever, let us know, and we'll be more than happy to, you know, chat and spread the word.
Awesome. I appreciate it very much, man.
All right. Thanks again. Have a good night.
Yeah, have a good night.
All right. Yes, that was CJ from Augurium. And so there you go. The Astoria this Friday, which is the 25th, if I remember correctly. Yes, Friday 25th at the Astoria. And I'll let you know the details of what other bands are playing. On the next break, I'll tell you what's happening around Vancouver besides going and watching Augurium live at the Astoria. All right, let's go and keep the music playing here at the Metal Meltdown.